Okay, here we go. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Not Boring Business Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Redman, founder of AR5. This is not suits and handshakes business. This is not boring business. Let's go. I was driving in, finishing crushing it, and your story came on. Like, it was How I'm Crushing It, John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire. And I go, oh my gosh, he's on the podcast in 45 minutes. And I sat in the car and I go, oh, I've got to listen to this. And one of the things that you talked about was, no matter what industry you're in, you need to, your personal brand is incredibly important. And I know you and Gary both talk about that. But you also talk about always being on the forefront, and you were on the new land grab of podcasting. So what is today's new land grab?
There is always going to be a new land grab, which is something that I definitely want to just share first, because a lot of people are like, John, I miss podcasting, or I miss Periscope, or I miss Snapchat, or I miss Instagram, and then, oh, I miss Instagram stories. And I'm just like, no, you're just not missing everything. You're just not looking for the next thing, and there's always going to be the next thing. And I can tell you what I think is going to be one of the next things for sure, as we're talking right now on June 21st, 2018, because by the way, if you're listening to this, even in July of 2018, something else could be different. That's the world that we live in. But IGTV. Have you heard of that at all, Jeremy?
No, I haven't. IGTV, what is that?
It literally has just been announced today, so you're not that far behind. Don't worry about it.
I'm getting on it. I've got to get on it.
It's called Instagram TV. So Instagram, you know, first off was just the photos, and then they went to the Instagram stories with the 15-second clips, and they, of course, went to one-minute videos that you can post on your Instagram feed. But now they're just saying, you know what? We're going to go right up head-to-head, because, you know, Facebook owns Instagram. We're going to go right up head-to-head against Google, who owns YouTube, and we're going to make IGTV. And IGTV is going to allow you to upload videos up to 10 minutes for most accounts, but for up to 1 hour for some of the larger accounts. So I'm approaching 40,000 followers. So I'm hoping that I'm going to be considered one of those larger accounts. I'm not sure, though. But you're going to be able to actually have longer form video via IG, Instagram, IGTV. So something that I'm definitely going to be looking to dive into. I love Facebook Live. I love Facebook Video. I love Instagram and Instagram Stories. And I think that this IGTV is going to be the next land grab. There's going to be people, literally, that have had zero fame up to this point in anything that are going to become IGTV famous. It's going to happen. So are you going to be one of those people? I don't know. But that's an
opportunity. You know what? I've always been skittish around, like, putting my true self out there. And it's only become recently. And I've, like, built a business over the last maybe 8, maybe 9 months. I've been building businesses for the last 3 years, but I've only recently become successful, and I've gotten more and more busy the more MRR that I have since maybe January, February. And I go, it's hard to build my Instagram following while I'm actually building a business, like, where it's really, really good and I really care about it. So I've got to, how much does the IGTV success depend on your current following? Do you know?
I don't know. It's too early to tell, but I'll tell you, it's going to be very dependent on the quality of your content. So guess what? It's not for everybody. I mean, Jeremy, you already have a business. You're growing it. You're rocking it. Your time is taken for. It's spoken for. By the way, as is mine too. I may dabble in this and decide it's not worth my time and my energy because I'm already doing a podcast, and I'm already doing this and that and this and that. But for some people who don't have their thing yet, this could be their thing. They could figure out a show or a theme or whatever it might be that could become their platform. Just for me, just like for me back in 2012 when I launched the podcast, that was a land grab.
Absolutely.
IGTV is going to be a land grab, and it's not for everybody. You know, you shouldn't be just seeing the next thing and saying, I have to do that because it has to resonate with you. Podcasting was perfect for me because I loved the medium as a consumer. I got the medium. I understood it. I saw the power and the potential. You know, and here we are 6 years later. I've grown a multi-million dollar a year business off of a podcast. So I nailed it. I crushed it, you know. And
that is what is amazing to me, I guess, about your story. Literally, my controller is going to love this episode because she sent me. I'm telling you, if there's Gary Vee that has showed me that I can be myself and myself would win in the market, right? Like, because I'm a not boring business guy, right? I'm not like I just came in today and I just have like my regular clothes. I've got gym shorts on. I woke up at 4:30 just for because I love
it.
I'm
not even wearing shorts, just to be honest.
And it's that arbitrage of time. Like, I truly believe that right now, and I love the 15-minute thing that you give kind of a lot of people that opportunity.
Well, it's not a lot of people. So just for your listeners to know, like, I, when people reach out to me for interviews, because I get over 100 requests per month, I say, listen, I'd love to be on your show for an hour. I'm sure we could have a great conversation, but I need to try to serve as many people as possible because I look at this as kind of paying it forward. Just like when people like Gary Vaynerchuk and Tim Ferriss and Seth Godin were on my podcast back when it was nothing, you know, that to me was amazing. And that got me to where I'm at now, where I get over 1 million listens per month on my podcast and get over 400 applications to be on Entrepreneurs on Fire. Like, that happens now, but I had to get help to do that. And so now when somebody like you, Jeremy, reaches out to me, I want to help you, but I also want to help everybody else that reaches out to me. So I just have this thing where I say, listen, I'd love to be on your show. I know just because of who I am that we can deliver a lot of value in 15 minutes if we don't just get on and fart around for 5 minutes about, oh,
absolutely,
how am I sounding? How are you sounding? Oh, like, where are you from? Like, how did you start on podcasting? Like, we don't need to talk about that stuff. We need to just talk about the meat and the potatoes, which is exactly, by the way, thanks to you, Jeremy, what we've been talking about today. You dove right in. We had a very valuable conversation already about IGTV. That was huge. That was that's going to literally change some listeners' lives who are now going to go Google it, learn about it, and start doing IGTV, and they might be the next star, and they might now reference this episode 5 years from now as what made them, you know, Insta famous, so to speak.
I think that's amazing, and like bridging on what I was saying before, which is my controller sent me your website back in December, and it kind of motivated me to truly be as transparent as possible, because as a lot of my listeners know that listen to you, you broadcast your monthly revenue numbers.
Yes.
And I have looked at that as amazing, and you've documented your success over time. How has your success changed your strategy over that time?
It's definitely had me refocus in a lot of areas, and most of it has been around what to say no to, which has been almost everything. When you first start off, like you, Jeremy, like I was very recently in a similar situation to you. I mean, is 5 years ago really that long ago? No, I mean, it really wasn't. In a blink of an eye, I was saying yes to everything because I was trying to get my name out there. I was saying yes to every podcast, to every speaking opportunity, to every blog post, every whatever you think. Yes, 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 because I was just hustling my face off. But now, fast forward, you know, almost 6 years to a point where now, you know, I have a very successful business that's been successful for many years, and it has multiple seven figures of revenue every single year. And, you know, I have definitely become an authority and an influencer in my space and entrepreneurship. And so now the opportunities that I have are huge and are plentiful. And, you know, like when Gary Vaynerchuk's team reached out to me to be featured on Crushing It, like that was a hell yes. There was no hesitation there. But I get a lot of opportunities that aren't that awesome that are still good. They have to be like, you know what? That's not a hell yes, so it has to be a no, because I only have so much time, I only have so much bandwidth, and I have to be very intentional at how I'm using that. So that's where I'm at now with my level of success, which is, you know, not through the roof, but it's not insubstantial either. It's somewhere in between where I have to be like very intentional about what I say yes to and what I say no to. And I think that that's the pendulum that every listener needs to be thinking about. Right now, if you're listening to me and you're not currently quote unquote crushing it, your pendulum is probably swinging a lot more towards yes, which means you're going to say yes more times than you say no when opportunities are presented to you. But then as your success pendulum swings a lot more towards crushing it, that pendulum, yes and no pendulum, has to swing more towards no, where I'm saying no 95% of the time now, where those 5% of the times I'm saying yes are for awesome opportunities, like being featured on Crushing It, like having my most recent journal get picked up by Barnes & Noble, which, by the way, that took a lot of time for me to cross the T's and dot the I's to be able to have that journal go into. It wasn't just like, yeah, put my journal in Barnes & Noble. I had to spend a lot of time and energy and effort to get to make that happen. So I had to weigh that. Is it worth it getting into Barnes & Noble? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. But at the time, I thought yes. But those are just a couple examples of things I've said yes to recently. And then there's just a plethora of things I've had to say no to. But one of the things I'm committed to saying yes to as many times as possible is being on shows like this. And that's why I have the 15-minute limit, which, by the way, Jeremy, our time is coming to an end. So
yes.
Let's wrap it up in 30 seconds, baby.
Yep, perfect. Here's the one last tip. All my listeners want practical motivational advice.
Sure.
Going back to your time in 2009, would you change anything different? If you only have $1,000, what would you dedicate it to?
I would invest in a mentor who is currently where I want to be. That is so key. You have to find somebody right now who's where you want to be. A successful business podcaster, you have to find a successful business podcaster, hire them as a mentor, and let them guide you. It's not the quality of your microphone, it's the person who's been there, done that, who's going to help guide you there. And one thing I can tell you over my last 2000 episodes, Jeremy, is the one thing that I realize that most entrepreneurs struggle with, and that's just not finding an idea, but it's finding their big idea, the one single focus that they can go all in on. And that's why I'd love to share with your audience, I've created a completely free 3-hour training, and that's it. So if you can just commit 3 hours, you will find your big idea. And that's the name of the training: 3 hours to your big idea. So if you just visit yourbigidea.io, you are going to have your big idea in 3 hours or less, or at least, at the very least, you'll confirm what you think is your current big idea and have the clarity and focus. So yourbigidea.io.